Yes, hi, I'm Fran, and I am a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. And before I speak today, I'd like to say a prayer that I wrote before I speak. Dear Heavenly Father, as I come before you, please grant me the ability to speak your words. Thank you for all the opportunities OA has presented before me, especially the privilege to speak my story today. Help me say what you would have me say as to help someone. And please bless this assembly here today. Amen. And I'm going to, prayer is very important to me. That's why I know someone prayed me into this program or I wouldn't be here. And so prayer is very important to me. And starting my story. Most people start their story by their childhood, and I had a very unhappy childhood, and there was a lot of trauma and abuse, so I blanked out a lot of my childhood. I it's just a blur to me. I can't remember a lot of things, and so one of the things I do remember, little snippets here and there, was that when I was a toddler, I had these great big fat cheeks. And everyone, adults, would pinch me in the cheek and say, "Oh, look at these little fat cheeks. Isn't she cute?" And another thing I remember, another snippet I remember, was I was about in the about 14. And just going into high school, and I was in a parochial school, and they had beverage machines out in the hallways. And I remember the day I was standing watching the guy fill the machine with cans, and I saw that there was a diet beverage. And I thought, wow, now I can drink all I want and be on a diet. And so that began my journey down diet row. I dieted all through high school. I was my ideal weight, but I was so obsessed with food and about gaining weight that's all I thought about. If I gained 5 pounds, I was running to a diet group. And they would say to me, people would say to me, "What are you doing here? You're not even overweight." And I said, "I know, but I don't want to gain weight." So I was under eating in the beginning. I was starving myself sometimes so I wouldn't gain weight. And I didn't start out. I was compulsive eating, even though it was not overeating. I was restricting what I ate. I was very, very loyal to my diet program. I followed all the rules. I stayed on the plan at first. And so I kept on all through high school and part of my adult life doing this. And then I got married and knew I had to stay thin now because I have a husband and I got to stay thin for him. And so I was very untuned to my children and my husband. I was not tuned in at all and my friends because I was so obsessed with gaining weight that I wasn't there emotionally for anyone because I was so distracted by food. And so I went through, I'm 75, and I started my little regiment when I was 14. So I've put a lot of years in agony and distress over food. And I know I'm probably one of the senior citizens here because of my age, but I didn't find OA until I was 75. My first encounter with OA was January 7th, 2022. So I have a little over 10 months. And let's back up a little bit here. After I got married and the marriage was going bad, I really overate. I ate and ate and ate and didn't care whether I gained weight or not anymore. And so I was using food to survive and to get through the bad marriage. And so I did end up divorced, and at 42, I joined AA. And then I was drinking instead of eating. So I lost a lot of weight. And so I came into OA through AA, and I stayed sober 32 years. And so and God has a good sense of humor. He gave me an AA sponsor who was also in OA. So it was very convenient for me. She listened to my stories of woe about gaining weight and how much I was gaining and how much I was losing. And I at first didn't say anything. With AA, the walls began to fall. I was not wearing a mask anymore. I was people pleasing. I was wanting to be what everybody wanted me to be. And with AA, the walls fell a little bit, and I was, no longer wanting to become whatever people around me were. So I used alcohol to stuff my at first, but then I traded the addiction from alcohol to food. And so I started eating compulsively and was in in a hopeless state. In my 30s, 40s, and 50s years of age, I was miserable. I was overeating. I was remorseful all the time. I couldn't stop eating. When I would start, I couldn't stop eating, and I didn't know where it was going to take me. And so the 30s, 40s, and 50s were years of distress and horrible. I was then gone. I joined Weight Watchers in 1978 and went on that program, on that diet, until I was 72. I would go and I would lose a lot of weight and feel good about myself, and then reward myself by eating and gaining it all back and more. And I went on like that for many years. I had a lot of years there that I was, that I was compulsive overeating and compulsive eating behaviors. There were just insane instances that I used so that I could eat more. And I remember once going to the store, and I bought a frozen delicacy that I loved. And I couldn't wait to get home to eat it, so I ate it with my fingers and my hands on the way home in the car. And never thought there was anything abnormal about that. I thought that, everybody did that. And so when my AA sponsor finally said to me, "Would you go to OA as a favor to me? Just go to one of the meetings." And I said, "I'm not an overeater. I just like to eat food. I don't belong in that program. I got my one 12-step program. I can't handle two." And she said, "Well, just go to one meeting as a favor." So that's how I came into OA. And at first, I was very kicking and screaming. I didn't. And then God gave me a sponsor right away. And that sponsor helped me a lot. But I thought, she's got so many requirements. I can't do all them. I'm busy with my other 12-step program. How can I do this all? I mean, it was taking me all day, I thought, the journaling and the sending a meal plan and all this stuff. And I said, I don't know if I can stay in this or not. But I did, and I hung in there, and that sponsor walked me through the steps, just very thoroughly, even more than AA had ever done for me. And I did my first really good fourth and fifth step with that sponsor. And OA has saved my life. I have come to love OA. You know, the many years of overeating are behind me now, but I spent a lot of years at it, man. And so, you know, at this age, it took me until I was 75 to start realizing that and admitting and surrendering to my God that I have an eating disorder, and I need to surrender and do the first step. And so I did that, and I am so grateful that I did get to OA and that God has blessed me. I have had many benefits from AA, from OA, and you know, the losing the weight, and I had low self-esteem. I mean, even through all my other 12-step program, I had low self-esteem and no confidence in myself. But with OA, it has just peeled away another layer of onion and has enhanced my both programs so much. And I owe that all to my higher power and my sponsor. You know, I didn't do any of this because I had so much help from God and from my sponsor that I can say today that I am grateful to be in OA, and to say that, you know, I am a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater today. And, you know, it took all them bad experiences to get me here, though, and I don't regret, you know, the past. One of the promises is we will not regret the past or shut the door on it. So, you know, I've got to remember where I came from, but I don't regret the past. All the experiences I had and what led me here are what keeps me abstinent today, because I am the person I am today because of the experiences I went through during all the years of dieting and compulsive overeating, and the behaviors, man, the behaviors were atrocious. And so I like to remember where I came from, but I also don't regret that. I am the person I am today because of it. And so I can't say how grateful I am for OA. I love this program. I love this meeting. I love all you people. And this is my first time I've been a speaker in front of so many people. So I've been a little nervous, and I might have been jabbering and going back and forth, back and forth. But that's what was coming into my mind. And I, you know, I just remember bits and pieces here of that horrible time of, you know, not feeling worthy and not feeling like I belonged. I had a inferiority complex, and I certainly didn't think well of myself. I was always in guilt and remorse, and I have to think back at them days and remember, and you know, not shut the door on them like the promises says. And all the promises have come true for me since that sponsor of mine took me through those steps so thoroughly that I can't say enough about my sponsor and how she walked me through them steps. The steps and going to meetings and using the tools have kept me abstinent today. And if you would have told me 10 months ago that I was going to be up here speaking, I'd have said, no, you're nuts. I can't do that. And I've made a lot of progress, and thanks to all you people here. I come here every morning praying before the meeting that I can hear what God wants me to hear. And I hear all my answers, you know, when I do the two-way prayer, and all my answers are revealed to me. Praying and reading the literature and all the nine tools I do today to keep myself abstinent. And I'm very loyal to the program, and I
5 minutes remaining, Fran.
Okay, thanks. So it's been a journey. It's been quite a journey, my life. And just 6 months ago, I got married to a man. His love language was gourmet cooking for me. And the way he showed his love was by cooking meals for me. And I just gobbled it up. I thought, wow, I found my answer here. He cooked and I ate. And I got up to a weight that I'd never been before. Not caring that I had a man in my life, that I had to stay skinny. I had thrown that out the window, saying, well, he likes me just the way I am. And so that man became my husband 6 months ago. And he is the biggest supporter I have. You know, he makes sure we go to restaurants where I can eat. He loves ethnic food and wants to go to all these, to the big cities, to all these different restaurants, and he goes to family restaurants now for me so that I can have what I need to eat. And he helps me weigh my food. He is so proud of me, and I am so grateful to have him in my life. If it wasn't for my both step meetings that I belong to, I wouldn't have met this man, because I was divorced for 30 years, and it took me all those years to get myself healthy and to be able to have a relationship, because I was not good at relationships either. You know, between both of my addictions, I was just addicted, thinking I needed a man in my life all the time, and found out that I was just fine by myself. And then all of a sudden, God brought him into my life, and today, we're very active in our programs, and he supports me all the way in OA. He is so proud of me, and I don't hate my body anymore. I came to hate my body so much. I would hardly undress. I would have to be in a dark bedroom to undress. And today, I like my body. And I weigh in once a month, like my sponsor suggests. And even last month, I was slipping. I gained some weight, and I was just devastated because I was focusing too much on the dieting and I was going back in that old diet plan in my head and not focusing on recovery. But today, my sponsor got me back on track. I cut out some things out of my meal plan, and so today I'm back where I belong, and I belong with all you people. I am one of you, and we are all together in this. I don't have to do this alone ever again and not be alone ever again. I have all you people, and thank God for the pandemic, because it brought me Zoom. And without Zoom, I wouldn't be here, because we don't have OA live meetings around where I'm at. I'd have to drive up 2 hours to get to a live OA meeting. And so Zoom has saved my life. And I hate to say it was a blessing from the pandemic, but it was a blessing from the pandemic. And so I do my Zoom meetings and love it. I just, every morning I get up and do my OA meeting, and I have a sponsee, which I didn't think I was smart enough for. And my sponsor came to me one day and said, I got a sponsee for you. I said, well, doggone it. I can't do that. I don't know how, but I'm following my sponsor's footsteps, and I'm sponsoring like she sponsored me. You know, everything I learn and say and share at OA meetings is something that came to me from someone else. It's not original. It's passed on down from one member to another. And I am so glad that I was a recipient of some of that from my OA sponsor. I just follow her footsteps, and I'm a good sponsor, I believe. And so grateful that I got that service work to do too, because that was in addition to my meetings. I like to be here and I like to read at the meetings. Someday I'd like to be a host and do more service work, because service work is so important.
It's time, Fran.
Okay, thank you all for listening to me.